that cup of coffee is going down well this morning.
I got it made, Jed. Just turned the coffee pot on, letting everything heat up. How you doing out there?
Pretty well. Can't complain. It's in the 50s this morning. At least it's not cold.
I think the weather people said they're calling this a fake springtime this week.
Sounds like it's going to get cold again next week, doesn't it?
The weather girl saying that it's going to drop back down and be chilly again.
Supposed to be what, bumping 70 today, but just overcast, right? Enjoy that cup of coffee. Good to talk to you as always. KN4TFW.
David, morning, Ken. KO4HK.
Patrick, hope your day's starting out well.
Far so good.
Is it getting any better?
Huh?
Worked the truck in for an oil change because it was telling me it needed it. And, the guy couldn't hardly believe it only had 1,800 miles on it. That's like 100 miles a month.
Thing about trucks like y'all are using that one there, they don't get many miles on them.
That place is having free shipping and stuff like that. I just go ahead and don't even bother. I can order it from Home Depot, have it tomorrow, or I can go out and get it.
You don't need it till the next day anyway, someplace like that.
Right about that.
SEF Mobile.
Andrew, KO4HK.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW. Good to hear you this morning.
Good, man. Going good so far. I had to drive the wife's car to work yesterday, so I didn't get on the radio. See, it was time to turn it in.
When?
Yeah, she got a new X3, one of the ones we built in my plant.
Quality checks on it.
See, the rig defects on it when it came down the line, and I had a bent door pin whenever before it left, so I was over there talking to the rework guy about it, so it wasn't anything major on the car. I always look them all over, but it is kind of weird with the car coming down the line we build. It just happened to be on night shift instead of days when it came through my area.
That information up too.
So it gets, you know, you can look some up and, you know, see what's wrong with it. You may not like the fact that it had work done on it whenever it's still brand new, depending on what it was, but at the same time, like this one wasn't that bad. It's like, okay, so it was just a pretty decent car that went down the line. So, you know, you never know. It could go either way.
Coupler
to the main harness. They probably ended up bending the pin. It was probably bent incoming, and then when you make the two connections together, it ends up bending the pin. So, bent with all the different modules we have all over the car now.
Something that's very easy to happen. Probably things you're thinking about, talking about door pins, like holds the door on, not an electrical pin in the wiring.
How he noticed it was bent.
Right.
Yep, probably something didn't work right. Maybe a light didn't come on or something like that. That's usually how it does. And then we have tests that check for continuity as well. So, you know, it'll run the car through tests, and it can detect a good bit of our connection issues. Busy today, and I ain't even hit 85 yet.
KO4HK.
morning, Eric, KO4TFW. I hope your day turned out well yesterday.
Good morning, Eric, KO4CF.
Yeah, it went okay, Ken, but, yeah, we're having to put Freddie down tomorrow.
Hard to hear that.
Eric.
Now, these things have just, you know, it's the third time that he's gone after Bilo, and it just gets progressively worse, and they nearly killed him this time, so... you know, Freddie, he's a very anxious and reactive dog, and it's just been getting worse. And so, it's a hard decision. It sucks. But, you know, he'll be better off, you know, because he lives his entire life in a state of fear and anxiety, and, you know, he just can't contain it anymore. So, it's just time. Plus, hanging in there, I went and visited him yesterday at the animal hospital, and he's up and around. He looks like hell. But, you know, at least he's alive, and, you know, they still have, you know, he hasn't got any infections or anything in any of the wounds or anything, so they're hoping that they can close up some of the bigger ones today or tomorrow. He's already had a couple of surgeries. He's got a few more ahead of him.
You're having to deal with that situation altogether, Eric?
It sucks. They've had for the last 3 weeks, and they have no idea that any of this has happened yet, and they come back tomorrow. And they're going to come home from school tomorrow, and we're going to have to explain it to them that, you know, hey, you know, don't even get your school clothes off. We're going to the vet. And, yeah, it sucks.
Moment right there. I was just not getting any better. I swear, it's just busy as I'll get out this morning. It's only Wednesday.
Any red on the map. That's a good thing.
But there's plenty of people out here.
I am, but I'm still up here north of Spartanburg.
K9, it's just kind of weird. It seems like there's a lot more cars out this morning. What's it going to be like? Like it's going to rain.
What are you here? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We doubled. Go ahead.
Being up here from tomorrow all the way through Sunday.
I stepped outside this morning.
It's supposed to be real overcast, but no rain.
I'm looking at the clouds and stuff as I'm driving down the interstate, and it's just like, wow, looks like it's going to rain. I don't know if I need to take my umbrella in with me today or not.
Weatherman was never wrong.
All the weatherman knows is you're going to have some kind of weather today.
Amen, right? KO4CM.
Upcoming next couple of days, we could get a trace to an inch. It's like, really, you opened up a huge window there. Saying it may or it may not rain.
Feels like rain up here.
No time to put up antennas this weekend, but between the dogs and the rain, I don't think it's going to happen.
Put up.
I pull in the vertical down from the house next door. I was going to try to find a place to put them up at the main house now, so, yeah, I don't know if you've been around much, but, yeah, you know, my wife and I own the houses next door to each other, and I had my ham shack in the next door house, but we're going to try to sell that house, so I'm moving everything into the main house. And, yeah, so just, it's a little bit more difficult to find a place for a dipole because it's all crepe myrtles, and they don't have a trunk, and they don't have big branches. We got one maple tree in the back that I can use, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do for the ends.
Fun times putting up antennas. I'll be honest, I'm glad I hadn't had to do it in a while, and I hope I don't have to anytime soon.
Yeah, pretty easy with a chimney mount, but like one of those bolt-on satellite J-pole things, but yeah, I might just have to give up on the dipole and just grab a multi-band vertical or something, and I hate vertical antennas, I really do. They're not very efficient, and most of them that are multi-band are not resonant, so you know, having to use a tuner, and they don't radiate real well. But I'd much prefer the dipole, but if I can't figure out some trees to use, then, yeah, I'm just going to have to be stuck with something to compromise.
The infed, then, instead of a dipole?
Two.
I'm going with the infed, that way I just, you know, have the un on the house and then run that over to whatever tree I had. Just had to make sure I had the right length on the copper. So, well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
Have a great day. KO4HX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day and be safe. This is WTUJKT.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
A compromise antenna, too. Like, in theory, an N-FET dipole if it's half wave shouldn't even work, but, you know, the impedance is too high. But they use part of the coax as a counterpoise, and it effectively turns it into an off-center FET dipole, depending on the length of the coax where you have your choke. And there are, you know, many antenna implementations that can work that way, but I'd rather just go with the straight off-center FET dipole rather than just the N-FET, because you know, having the horizontal element, you know, having that counterpoise element be horizontal instead of vertical really improves the radiation efficiency.
Yep, I understand that. It's just an N-FET is always a compromise of some kind.
Neighbor's got a tree in the back that would be a good one, so I'm sure he'd probably let me tie off to it, but, you know, if I use that tree, then the wire is going through the backyard up in the air, and Courtney's going to be able to see it from the windows in the house, and I'm trying to avoid that as well. Not the 8 feet long, and I could probably put a 40-meter off-center pad up in the attic. I just probably wouldn't be able to run high power because it's too close to everything, but yeah, that's one strategy that I can use to at least get online for digital stuff is have a 40-meter and up dipole in the attic.
Making some contacts on 10-meter lately on an old Antron 99, just hit the tuner on the radio, and it's been working pretty good.
It has been pretty good lately, the last year or so, especially in the summertime, but yeah, I mean, it's 10 meters is a fun band when it's open.
It sure is, and sometimes I have a contest or something going on with these 10-10 clubs, and it's kind of fun, you know. I haven't talked overseas on 10 meter, but talked around the country pretty good.
First HF contact was on 10 meters to Syracuse, New York.
I had a novice ticket back in 1987, and you know, I had that little sliver of 10 meters, and I made a few contacts on 10 meters on FFB, but I can't remember what my first one was. That was probably back in, you know, 89, I think, when my dad got me my radio.
That ain't what it used to be. Don't remember my first contact on 10 meters back in the day when I did CB. Did some contacts, and I did do a contact on 11 meters that was down in South America.
Station back up and running last night on a little ground portable vertical antenna, an HFP, like a POTA antenna. It's not nearly as good as the dipole, but at least I've got the capability of making some digital contacts now.
HTX. Well, that's good. I tore mine completely down to put that desk in, and I'm reworking the whole thing. So all I've got up right now is 2 meter, 440.
Sip of coffee is pretty good.
Drink it. I drink it. Couldn't do it.
Buster, back years ago, he never did like coffee either. But I sure do miss him. He passed away a few years ago, but PJ, he didn't care for coffee at all.
In a while, so I figured I'd give it a try again. Nope, still don't care for it.
Did you get? How'd you fix it up?
Some stuff the wife had there at the house. So probably not good stuff, but it was a K-cup, and then she had some Instant Maxwell House. I tried both of those, and I didn't care for either one of them.
Hazelnut syrup in it and a little cream. I don't drink it straight black.
sometimes not that bitter off of it.
I'm putting salt in it. I'll have to give that a try, because that's what I don't like about it, is how bitter it is.
I'll knock that off.
Little nuts, herb, adds a good flavor to it.
And me and Susan usually make some kind of flavored coffee, like the southern pecan or caramel cream brulee or something like that. It's pretty good.
She went and got herself one of these fancy coffee makers or and do everything that you can get done at the coffee store. And when she gets up in the morning, she'll make me a cup of that. But it's not a real complicated machine to work, but I really haven't learned to use it. I used a K-cup thing and just put a K-cup in my coffee pot.
Got ourselves an espresso machine a couple of years ago that's fully automatic, so you just push a button on it, and it's got a touchscreen, and you can put like 8 different drinks on the touchscreen, and it even has a hookup for a milk, it has a little milk refrigerator next to it, so it can make frothed milk and stuff for espresso or lattes or whatever else. So our teenage kid, he makes himself it's not a cappuccino, it's a macchiato, I think he makes himself every morning. So it's a nice machine. It's nice just to be able to push a button.
Yeah, kind of the way Marie's is, I don't think it's got a refrigerator attachment or whatever, but she's learned how to work it, and she makes a good cup. Courtney work at a hospital.
And someone else, I can't. Anthony and Angela, I think. But yeah, no. Courtney works in finance, and I'm the Ryobi tool guy. Yes, sir.
We were over there about a week and a half ago, and I got me one of those self-propelled mowers. Haven't had a chance to check it out, but man, that's my favorite store in the upstate.
Oh, the next time you're going to go, I can meet you there and I can get you my employee discount. It's rather good.
I think I still got your phone number handy, and I'll do that.
For you. They actually encourage us to hook up our friends and family because it helps us get the brand out there and generate a lot of goodwill, so I'm happy to do it.
Sure, I'd appreciate it. Well, y'all go ahead and pick it back up. I want to get back to this cup of coffee before it gets cold, and y'all all have a good day. Enjoy this weather while we got it. I catch y'all. Love you a little later. KF4NXY.
David. Hope you enjoy that coffee and have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, David. Have a good day. It's coffee. KN4, KN70.
Hey, good talking to you, WGJKT.
Started experimenting with coffee, so I don't know. We'll give it a couple more tries before I condemn it again.
Listening before, because I was talking to Courtney, but what did you say your setup was? Do you have a grinder and a drip maker, or what's your machine?
Nah, it was just a K-cup and instant coffee. Nothing fancy at all.
You can experiment with different formulas and styles and stuff, dark roast, light roast, flavors and whatnot. And when you get to it, get yourself a grinder and a drip coffee maker. And then you can start learning about, the coarseness of the grind and the amount to use and stuff like that. And then you really start fine-tuning your flavor profile then.
See, like I said, it's just something new here recently that I wanted to give it a try again. But typically don't like hot drinks at all, so burns the roof of my mouth too quick. Always when I go to the dentist, he has something to say about it.
Check out, guys. Say 7-3, and then I'm rolling down to the gate. So everybody have a good day, and catch you guys later, and we'll be thinking about you, Eric. KN4, GFW.
Have a great day. Be safe out there. K. KO4HK.
Be safe out there, W2JKT.
Hey, can you hear me pretty good, still?
Hey.
Just sitting under a LED light, wanting to make sure, waiting on my son to get here, meeting him for breakfast this morning. I know you don't work on the Milwaukee stuff, but I got one of my 12 amp hour battery. For some reason, it won't charge now. It was just, hadn't used it in a little bit, and now it won't charge. I didn't know if there was something I needed to try to do to it or any suggestions before I try to send it in for warranty.
Does it have a charge? Did it hit the fuel gauge? Does it have a charge or is it dead?
Car on it.
Does it flash or does it show a steady one bar?
Don't remember.
Run those batteries down and then put them on the shelf for too long. They can, you know, they self-discharge very slowly. And it might have gotten too low to accept the charge.
But the voltage is where it's too low?
The current, it does have undervoltage protection. But there's a condition in there called super deep discharge. And if it detects any cells below whatever that threshold is, it'll lock itself out.
You could do a manual charge on it long enough to get it back up above that voltage. Still under the 3-year warranty, yes. I was just wondering if there was something easy, some kind of easy trick. But my son's just pulling in, so I'm going to jump out of here, Eric. I hope you have the best day you can. I know what you're dealing with, so be thinking about you. Be careful out there. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Appreciate that. It's going to be a rough few days. I'm going to be off. I'm taking tomorrow and Friday off from work, so I'll catch up with you guys next week. But yeah, it's going to be a rough time. I appreciate the thoughts. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. 73. This is WTJKT.